Will be from Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. After this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this." At once I was in the Spirit, and there before me was the throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had an appearance of jasper and ruby, a rainbow that shone like an emerald encircled the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder. In front of the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. Also, in front of the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. In the center, around the thrones, were four living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion. The second was like an ox. The third had the face like a man. The fourth like a flying eagle. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under its wings. Day and night, they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, O Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." It's the word of God for the people of God. And now, may our hearts be prepared to hear this week's message coming from Pastor Pamela Sheffield, entitled, "God is Sovereign."
Let us pray. Dear Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. As you know, the theme is get on board or be left behind. We have dealt with the time is near, according to John, and how he's telling the world that the judgment is at hand. And we do not know when the Lord will return. Part two was, God has a solution. Solution was to live according to the word of God. Part three was, are you listening? If you were, you would return to your first love. Part four was, do you need a jump start? Today we'll deal with, hold that thought. In chapter 4, 1 through 3, is when John heard a voice, and it sounds like a trumpet. It was the voice of Christ. John was in the Spirit four times in Revelation, 1:10, 4:2, 17:3, and 21:10. Each time he was given a vision from heaven that would no human could have heard or seen what he sees. John was allowed by God into the heavenly throne room to see this special scene. All this happened when he was in bondage. Yes, he was in prison in Patmos. Some of us are living in bondage, feeling that there's no hope. We feel trapped. We feel that there is no way out of our situation. But we, like John, can draw close to God even when the world around us seems dark and dreary. John's vision of heaven gave him the hope that he needed to face many lonely days ahead. Brothers and sisters, we too can have that hope, especially during times like this, with this virus, all these killings, all these deaths that we've been having. But what John wrote in the Bible can give us hope if we trust in the word of God. God is with us, and his word is left for us to abide by. Be assured that God's grace and power are never limited by our circumstances. So study his words, get on board, or you will be left behind. Verse 4 to 8 says, 24 elders seated on the throne. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their head. They represent 12 tribes and 12 apostles. And there are two principles that can bring us encouragement as we work towards our recovery. First, fact that 24 elders represent the people of God shows that God in heaven honors believers significantly. He loves you, people. Secondly, the diversity in appearance of the four creatures, which represent the character of God. They were not real animals, like the cherubim, which is the order of the angels. They were responsible to guard God's throne and lead people into worship to proclaim God's holiness. The four creatures are majestic and powerful. That's the lion. Faithful, that's the ox. Manlike represent intelligence, and the ox is sovereign. Also in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 5-10, he also saw four similar creatures in one of his vision. Creatures implies that God wants all of us to be unique. Would it not be boring if all preachers preach the same way? Sure it would. Each of us are unique in our own way. And that is how God made us. And he wants us to utilize our special gift to glorify him. Each of us have a unique gift. He did not want to make us all look alike or act alike. He did that for a purpose. What a boring world this would be if I look like you or you. Oh, no. We should use the gift he give us to magnify his holy name and not for self or to please anyone else. These truths can encourage us as we deal with the problem and pressure of our recovery process. Lightning and thunder are connected with a significant event in heaven. They remind us of the lightning and thunder at Mount Sinai when God gave the people his laws in Exodus. Verse 8:11 talks about God is worthy and we should never stop praising him. In heaven, that is what the angels are doing right now. Praise the Lord is what we all should do at all times. Praise him when the sun goes down. Praise him when the sun rises. Praise him, praise him. Church, never stop praising the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. Look at us. did we know that this day that many of us didn't have to wear masks? Did we ever think we'd see this day? Last year was rough for many. Some people couldn't even breathe with that mask on. I know in school it's so hard. But look at us today, that God provide a shot that we can have and that we can be okay to hug one another and be there for each other. That's God. As we make God a daily focus in our lives, we should always offer him our gratitude and our praise. When we do, we will discover a new freedom from our problems and our dependencies. Not only we will discover a new freedom, but we'll also have a new friend. The greatest friend we will ever need. Brothers and sisters, our painful circumstances will fade away in the light of his glorious love and power. God is greater and more powerful than anything we ever have to face. We can entrust our lives to him and take steps to follow his will and then praise him for the amazing transformation that will happen in our lives if we trust him. My title today is God is Sovereign. In John's vision, the throne is a glorious representation of God's sovereignty. It's a powerful image for all of us. For we have long succored during our sojourn in life by a knowledge of and confidence in God's sovereignty. As people, we had survived the injustice that is done to the Jews, the blacks, and now even the Oriental. But through the centuries, we have heard our grandparents say to us, God will provide. God will make a way. God is in charge, not us. And every once in a while, our forefathers, as we do now, still caught a glimpse of his throne. We experience his sovereignty. We too can experience God's glory here on earth. And we are, without a shadow of doubt, if you're in his will. If we trust him to be who he said he is, brothers and sisters, our cupboard is empty. Trust God. If we're in need of a job, trust God. If we're not sure of what step to take, trust God. If we're not sure of where we're going, trust God. If things are not the way it ought to be, trust God anyhow. If your children are not doing what you want them to do, trust God anyhow. It will work out. Most of our grandparents and great-grandparents' faith was strong. They trust God. They knew if their cupboard was empty, that it would get full. They had problem too, but in spite of their handicap they faced, they knew there was a God who possessed ultimate control. I am sure some of them would have been happy with a microwave, a telephone they can hold in their hand, a laptop, a computer, oh, and of course, a washing machine and dryer. No, it seems funny to us, but I don't know about you, but I used to wash clothes on the river with my hand as a little girl with my grandmother. Those things, when we see all these things, we're so happy to have it. But what happened if it all disappeared? Are you able to go to the river and wash your clothes? And make them white. And my grandma used to have this little blue dye, and she would put in the white clothes and make it so pretty. And she would starch it. Brothers and sisters, We are so fortunate. They had God who would stand with them through thick and thin. A God who had compassion for our people despite their handicap. A God who never let us go naked, hunger, or thirsty. Brothers and sisters, we do not have to worry about getting on board or be left behind. Why, you say? I'm glad you asked that question. We have a sovereign God who would not leave us or forsake us. We are bound to glory if we stay in his will, if we read his word, if we meditate, if we pray. We are bound to glory. I don't know about you, but I know I am. We can sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Brother and sister, all honor and glory belong to God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When we honor and give thanks to God, we will live forever and ever in his glory. Say amen, church. I don't know about you, but I want to live forever and ever in his glory. If only everyone would trust God. If only we would. What a wonderful world this would be. What a day of rejoicing that would be. But our problem is, some of us are not sure if we're going or if we're coming, even if they were born. Not sure of their purpose on earth. Not sure where they will spend eternity. Not sure of nothing. Not even sure of the majestic of God. The God that transcends time and the circumstances of time. Brothers and sisters, as the elders stand before the throne and worship, so can we. Church, say holy. 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 Holy is the Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Brothers and sisters, Christmas Sunday is not only a day in which we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, but a day in which we experience the majesty of God and are reassured that he is sovereign. We must celebrate him every day of our life. Most of us look forward to Sundays because it allows us to have hope for the week, for the future. It takes us through another dreaded work week at school or even at home or whatever we have to face. On Christmas or Easter Sunday, some people come all dressed up, but they enter with a cold spirit. And hopefully, some of them leave filled with the Holy Spirit. But we never see them again until the next Christmas or the next Easter Sunday. Some remain and become true worshipers. We are true worshipers here in Ocoee Oaks United Methodist Church. We always have worship on our heart for the sovereign God. We'll always be filled with the Spirit of God. Look around you today. Look at the church. My God, my God. I never thought I'd see so many people. Never. Thank you, God. Come on out. Hear him. Talk to him. Listen to him. Brother and sister, he's worthy O Lord, thou art worthy to receive our glory and our honor. For thou hast created all things, and for the pleasure they are created. For your pleasure they are created, Lord. One day this trumpet will sound, and we who are in his will, will be caught up. We will be prepared to stand faultless because we have experienced God's majesty. And hope we will be worthy to live with him forever and ever. He is worthy to receive all honor and glory. Why he created all things, all humans. Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. We praise you and we magnify your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Dear God, most wonderful Lord, thank you for your word, O God. Thank you for these wonderful people that came out to celebrate you today, O God. To hear your words, O God, and to be doers of it, Lord. Bless us all, O God, and keep us safe through the week. We thank you and we honor your magnified name. This we ask in your holy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.